Are you a marketing or advertising professional looking to stay ahead of the game? Well, we've got the perfect opportunity for you. Advertising Week New York is back for its 19th edition, and it's bigger and better than ever. Picture this: 4 jam-packed days of inspiring keynotes, thought-provoking panels, and networking with the industry's brightest minds. Advertising Week New York is where the world's top brands, agencies, and leaders come together to shape the future of marketing and advertising. But wait, here's the best part. You can secure your spot at Advertising Week New York during the exclusive Early Bird Summer Sale. Act fast and save 30% on all pass types. That's right, you'll have access to every session, every workshop, and every unforgettable moment. Don't miss this chance to gain insights from the industry's trailblazers, connect with potential clients, and elevate your career. But remember, this sale ends on August 1st. Head over to advertisingweek.com/New York today and buy your pass. No promo code needed. The 30% discount applies automatically. Advertising Week New York, the ultimate gathering for marketing and advertising professionals. Be part of the conversation, be part of the innovation, and be part of the future. Get your early bird sale pass now and join us at Advertising Week New York. Of advertising has evolved dramatically over the past few decades. From the early days of print and radio ads to the modern era of digital and social media marketing, the industry has undergone significant transformations. It's worth asking whether the golden age of advertising is over. In this lively debate from Advertising Week Europe 2023, two teams will argue for and against the motion, "This house believes the golden age of advertising is over." The teams will present their arguments on whether the advertising industry is still a fun industry and if it has lost its creativity. They will examine the evolution of the industry and explore the challenges and opportunities that exist in the present day. We hope you enjoy this debate.
Great. Well, welcome, everyone. Thanks for making the effort to come here so early. We're going to have a lively debate this morning, I hope, and it's kind of a debate between the good old days junkies and the next big thing junkies. That's what I reckon. So we'll hear from both sides, and we'll try and not your actual junkies, obviously. We'll try and make it as formal as we can without being too silly. So the way it will work is after I've finished rambling, these wonderful panelists and. Just in case you can't tie the names to the faces, we've got Nils, and we've got Karen, and then we have Camilla and Shalina. And on my right, they're going to argue for the motion. And on my left, obviously, they'll argue against. And the format will be that each person from both sides will have 4 minutes to make their case, and then we'll throw the debate open to you. Hopefully, you'll have some questions that you want to ask. If you do, just put your hand up when we get to that part and someone will come and thrust the microphone under your nose. And we will, if you can address it to anyone in particular, that's great. If not, just ask me and I'll decide who's best to answer it. So we'll have a little 4 or 5 minutes of that. And then we will ask one member from each side to summarise their arguments. And then we will have a further opportunity if there are any questions. There may not be, but if there are, we'll have another chance to hear from you. And then we'll have the vote. So, and then we'll know. We'll know the answer when we do that. So I hope that all makes sense. I mean, I think this is a topic that's coming up more and more, and it's not as straightforward. I don't think it's as straightforward as it first seems. You know, if you are one of those people that just believe advertising was great in the old days and it's not as good anymore, I think you'll hear some arguments today that will open your minds to why that may not be the case. Equally, it's undeniable that we are today, because of the rate of change, seeing a different kind of advertising, a different pace of advertising. I mean, lots of the advertising that's produced has to work in the first few seconds, and we are bombarded by more and more advertising than we ever were before. And that may cause you to take the view that advertising was better in the good old days. I don't know. What I do know is we're going to have some fun, and I'm going to kick off the whole thing by asking Camilla to, I've got my order here. Let me go this way. It's Karen.
One
Karen
job.
To come up.
One
and
job
I'll,
you.
I have one job and I fucked it up. Right, come on, Karen.
Okay.
Up you go.
I have to walk across this really narrow stage now. So. Hello, good morning. So this house believes that the golden age of advertising is over, and I'm here to tell you that that is true. It is, in fact, over. But don't be worried, because by the end of it, it'll all be grand. Let's talk about the term golden age. It really annoys me, in fact, that we even refer it to something as the golden age. Or maybe we should just say they were better times, or the dreaded word nostalgia, because we're obsessed with nostalgia. I don't know about any of you, but I am sick to death of hearing about how good it was, and it's never going to be as good as it was then. There were different times, everything was better, and everybody was having the time of their lives. Well, that is nonsense, because I've heard from very reliable sources over the years that even 25 years ago, it was shit in comparison to the 25 years before. So we are caught in this nostalgic doom cycle. We never think we're as living as good moment as the time before, and I think this is the time where we should just call it. We're told that the work was better, people were better, craft was better, advertising was more effective, blah, 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 blah. And some of these comments are pretty easy to make, considering there were like no media options. There were three TV channels and a couple of newspapers. So everyone read, watched, and did the exact same thing. Hardly a challenging time for advertising. And if we're really honest with ourselves, these times shouldn't be seen as a golden age. We should be actually happy that they're over. And let me tell you why in 3 points. Well, they were very oppressive times. Sexism was rife. Women were represented as inferior to men. You could have a career, but remember, keep your home nice and tidy. Women were overtly sexualized. Even products aimed at women were made by men. Let's remember the creepy male gaze that we saw in so many of those old communications. And I urge you all to watch Mad Women documentary if you haven't. An ASA report from the 1970s said the majority of complaints concerned sex depravity, pornography, and general sleaziness in advertising. Nice one. Explicit racism went unreprimanded. Let's remember that horrendous Jell-O commercial. And any attempt to increase racial diversity in campaigns post the 70s relied upon lazy stereotypes to superficially reach these minority audiences. Disabled representation was non-existent. Lesbian and gay rights were facing the same backlash, unfortunately, as the trans community are facing today. And as for the toxic work culture, well, sexual harassment was a menace with no name. No name until the term was finally coined in 1975 by feminist activist Lynn Farley. Go Lynn. And then the second point is to talk about the, quite frankly, dishonest corporate behaviour. Companies didn't operate with complete honesty, did they? Back in the good old days, advertising was administered to entire nations with a top-down corporate approach and sometimes little research behind it. Understanding the consumer was non-existent. We all had questionnaires, artificial focus groups, and sold whatever we needed to sell. It also meant that our representation in advertising was non-existent. Diverse people didn't feature in the ads because the advertisers didn't think they could sell. And any purpose to advertising other than selling quite literally hadn't been discovered, and there was zero accountability. So no accountability for what messages we were pushing out to people. And then, as I started with, there were limited media options. The launch of commercial television in 1955 propelled exciting changes in advertising and led to brilliant work, like some of my favourite work. The audience were captivated, but they'd fuck all else to do, so they were there. And in 1978, there were three TV channels, only one you could advertise on. And the newspapers were still in black and white. And I was born in 1978, so I know that. So we might say it was better, but there was actually hugely limited opportunity for creativity and advertising. So rather than depressing you all any further, let's just declare this golden age of advertising over. It's time. And let's create a new one. And I'm sure Nils has got one for us in a little bit, what he can excite us with. And let's look at one that celebrates progression. We are now in the top five happiest industries in the UK, according to Campaign magazine. That probably would have been unheard of before. Gender stereotypes are banned. Women in leadership positions have increased by 12%. And campaigns that spotlight underrepresented audience and address taboo topics are now more common than ever. Diversity, equity and inclusion are the industry requirements of today, and they are essential and hold us accountable. Now, we have a long way to go, but the progress so far says this change is good change. Then let's talk about corporate responsibility. Social media has allowed people to control the conversations with their brands, call out bullshit and demand that their values be met. Of course, I caveat, we need to get that online safety bill sorted first, but nevertheless, companies are being held to account for the things that they say and the things that they do. This has shifted the way advertisers work. We need to listen rather than just talk at people. No one wants to go to a party where you're talked at. It's quite frankly awful. We just need to listen to the people and give them what they want. And it's also shifted the way brands communicate. They have to listen to their consumers. And the best thing about all, this 360 creativity allows our creativity to flourish. After all, we're here to solve business problems with creativity. Why not have lots of mediums and channels and ways to express ourselves to do this? We're more agile, we're more relevant, we're more on point. And if the nation can get excited about being the voice of the Tesco checkout, well, Jesus, I am all for that. So as a closing argument and a counter argument, we might hear that, yeah, but it was much more fun. I don't buy that for a second because I had two lunches last week. Thank you.
There you go. Now, I said we were going to be fairly traditional, but we are not being traditional because you will have noticed there that Karen was arguing against the motion. So we've now got three against.
We're all against Nils,
and Nils is going to argue for the motion.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, he's going to go. He's going to say it's over.
It is over.
Yeah. Let's hear him. Let's hear his.
Oh, why now?
No, we're going to hear you in a second, but I think we'll find out when we do. Okay, so let's go with Shalina next.
Who's going to violently agree?
Yeah, she's going to agree. You'll see what I mean.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Well, I actually was going to say a bit later that the people on the proposition who are supporting the motion that the golden age of advertising is over is actually being disingenuous and they actually are opposing it. Well, there you go. She's proven my point. But I'll come to that in a second. Also very interesting to see that poor Nils, the oppressed male on this panel, token man, and the three women arguing that actually maybe we are in a golden and much more progressive age. But we will come on to that. So let's do that wavy thing that you have in TV programmes and adverts to imagine we're back in the past. Let's picture the sexism and the racism just for starters. So here are some lines in case you haven't been horrified by them in the past. Keep her where she belongs, with a picture of a woman next to a shoe lying on the floor. Have some fun, beat your wife tonight. Very hilarious bowling advert. The harder a wife works, the cuter she looks, with a little woman in her apron for vitamins. And possibly the most skin crawling, and I apologise that this is about 9:30 in the morning, because innocence is sexier than you think for a cream. That is what the people supporting the motion are arguing for, that was the golden age. And don't let's even start on the racism. If we even had somebody from a minority ethnic group, if they were there, it was a racist stereotype. I can think about Aunt Jemima or the awful, and I apologise for this use of the word, the gollywog on Robertson's Jam. That was not the golden age. And that was just the ads. What about actually working in the industry? The sexual harassment, the rock and roll lifestyle, the drugs, the kind of explosion of creativity. Was that really the golden age that we aspire to? And what even was the role of advertising at that time? It was about kind of the lowest common denominator of just getting people to buy more stuff. I know everyone has nostalgia for the older time, the simpler time, but do you know what? It was a simpler time. It was just TV and you got a few big ads. And if that was creativity, it was a simple fool's gold. That's not golden when you just have a short window to get to your audience, as Karen said, who basically have nothing else to watch. That's not really winning through creativity. But what really gets me is that was a time where the advertising industry was about reflecting culture. All of those lines that I quoted to you, they were really reflecting back the lowest common denominator of the stereotypes of society. The worst, and pandering to the worst in us to just reflect what were the social stereotypes and the norms. The excitement at how everything was so shiny, all those consumer goods that we had, and everyone was so excited by those outrageous behaviours inside agencies. Yes, it might have been exciting to work in, but can we really count that as a golden age? the golden ages when we had the libraries of Mali and Timbuktu that people flocked to from around the world. The golden age was Cordoba, when we had the Christians, Jewish and Muslim civilizations flourishing together to create a new civilization. Are we really calling the golden time when we asked a woman if she could pinch more than an inch? No, my friends, this is the golden age. My friends and colleagues, we are in this room because we all believe that this is the golden age. Otherwise, I don't know why we all wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning to sit in rush hour trains to get here. We are fully vested in this being the golden age of advertising. As I said, even my adversaries on stage are here because they actually believe that this is the golden age. If you didn't believe this was the golden age, why would you be here? Why would you be in this room? Why would you even be here at this incredible event of Advertising Week? Otherwise, you're in this room and you're saying to Advertising Week, why did you put on this event? And they've put on this incredible thing. So as an acknowledgement of this incredible occasion, we have to vote against the motion. Otherwise, that's just insulting to our hosts. We've moved from reflecting culture to leading it. Think about the Have a Word campaign against male violence against women and girls, the Dove Real Beauty campaign, the This Girl Can Sports campaign. We've moved away from rampant consumerism, where we say more stuff is better, to an era of purpose, to well-being, to sustainability. But most importantly, we are now in a place where the advertising industry has the golden opportunity to drive equality just by doing what it does best. Because let me introduce you to the concept of consumer equality, equal consumer experiences that generate growth for businesses and allow businesses to tackle social inequality, and in particular, racial inequality, which, by the way, I'm talking about at 12 o'clock, so make sure you come to that session. So why say that our golden era is over when this golden opportunity is with us now? I joined the industry just over a decade ago, my third or fourth career, because I recognise the incredible superpower that advertising wields in society. Do you? The answer should be yes. The answer should be a vote against the motion. If you support the motion, what you're saying is that you don't care about inclusivity, purpose, sustainability, and above all, you don't care about equality. That you don't believe that you have the power to use advertising to create social change. In fact, what you're saying is you shouldn't even be in this hallowed space, that you don't value this incredible event. It's two fingers up in their faces, which frankly is just a bit rude, isn't it? But your presence in this room proves that you don't believe that the golden age is over. You are in essence already against the motion, and the only way to support the motion would be to actually leave the room. Don't do that. Stay here and vote against the motion. And for those of you who do remain in the room, I urge you, vote against the motion. Because if you do, the vote against the motion is a vote to reclaim our creativity as our superpower and to make radical societal change for equality. My friends, colleagues, and my adversaries who do agree with me, vote against the motion. Vote that the golden age is now. Thank you.
Well, some real passion there from Shalina. Now, I think we're going to get an equal amount of passion.
He's on my side, see, look.
Nope.
He's saying that for me. This is like reverse psychology that advertisers use.
Tough gig. Tell a room full of people in an industry it's all fucked. Great. Brilliant argument, thank you. Is advertising dead is the question really I just took to this. I was kind of like, where are we in a golden age? And why would they have all come here this morning if they didn't believe? Well, they might have all come here because they're scratching their heads thinking, fuck, what do we do about all this? Is it dead really? And I think we've touched on the things that we're happy that are dead actually, and we have. But the truth is we're not in a great place. We're not out of the shit. Is advertising dead? Pretty much. Or is what you loved about it dead? And is that the same thing? What did we really love about all these stories we told about advertising and what it meant? And that word, by the way. I mean, I can tell you that we're in a pretty dire situation. 3/4 of brands could disappear from your phone, from shelves in a supermarket, and no one would give a shit. That's actual statistics. IKEA's head of sustainability has said we've reached peak stuff. That's the idea for the West. We are full. We don't want more things anymore. We did then. We don't now. We're full. We want a different relationship with the brands and products in our lives. And then lastly, by the way, people are paying actual money to avoid what we all spend our lives making. How many industries do you pay money to avoid, guys? That's us. Eek. If you wanted to check the vitals, you'd look and see the evidence in the world that there's a button that people have created in order to avoid us, and they're happy to pay for it, which is mad. Our most famous artist said this, and I love this quote. This is from Banksy. People are taking the piss out of you every day. They butt into your life, take a cheap shot at you and disappear. They leer at you from tall buildings and make you feel small. They make flipping comments from buses that imply you're not sexy enough and all the fun is happening somewhere else. They're on TV making your girlfriend feel inadequate. They have access to the most sophisticated tech the world has ever seen and they bully you with it. They're the advertisers and they're laughing at you. That's our most prominent artist talking about all of us, by the way. This is the good news part of the meeting. The real clue, I reckon, being real, is in our search for talent. It's harder to find talent, isn't it? You know it is. Where have they all gone, these dangerous maverick thinkers? Where's all our leaders and provocateurs gone? Where are they? So I don't think the question is whether advertising is dead. I think the question is who killed it. And I think we did. That's my sell. I think we killed it. Because soldiers don't start wars, leaders do. Now, if you stop and look for a second, we might have killed it when we invented the word client services. What does that mean? Is that the business you're in? We might have killed it when we prioritised selling time and cost and efficiency and money. We might have killed it when we stopped asking clients why they really came to see us and we just said, thank you for coming, I'm so glad you're here. Not realising, of course, they were here for something maybe we didn't want to sell. The word creativity has become weak, like kindness, you know, or hope. It's become this word that isn't attached to money or attached to power. And most of the time, people come to us for time, logistics, consistency, data, synergy, integration, 360 thinking, deliverables, content, social assets, trend, machine learning, insight, and collaboration. These are all for sale here, but these things are not creativity. Don't be upset if a client doesn't buy your most creative, powerful work. They didn't fucking come to you for it. The evidence of our beliefs is our work. The last factory to close was the cheapest. Now, it's easy to go, well, let's just have despair. Oh, it's all fucked. I'm not selling that either. We shouldn't roll over and die, and here's why, because we don't even have that choice anymore either. We can't just roll over because there's someone far deadlier than us who's going to kill it even further, and that someone is AI. AI is going to remove the cheapest, nastiest, trashiest, fastest, easiest bits of our industry. It's going to kill them, like overnight. You're going to see companies change, and anyone who was previously peddling all that stuff is going to go. And the only thing you're going to be left with is the thing that really, really matters. The only thing you're going to be left with is the thing that's been our superpower the whole time. And it's not advertising, it's creativity. That's all you're going to be left with. Gilbert and George said, make the world to believe in you and to pay heavily for the privilege. We have to remember that. It's worth paying heavily for. It's the word that's going to get our companies out of trouble. It's the word that's going to get our industry out of the light it's in. It's the word that's going to change this country and arguably the world. It's the word attached to the biggest and most influential problems of our time. So advertising is dead. Long live creativity.
Thank you, Nils.
Is my mic on?
Yeah. Again, a lot of passion there, and hopefully you're beginning to get a little bit confused about which way you might vote. But before we go any further, we have the lovely Camilla, who is going to tell us again why this motion is not to be supported.
That was excellent, actually. Particularly given your one against three, and very, very compelling. And I'm going to come back to the creativity point. But I think I do just want to ask you all, just close your eyes for a minute and think about the motion. Think about the phrase, the golden age of advertising is over. Close your eyes and imagine who would say that. How old are they? What ethnicity are they? Where might they have gone to school? I'm not talking about people on this panel. Where might they work? And I'm just going to leave that there. We'll come back to that later. In fact, we don't come back to it later. We've made that point. It's there. But I know that one thing, and I think Nils made a really great point about leadership and who is in charge of stuff. Who is in charge now are people like us and the people who are coming after us. And I trust them a hell of a lot more to build an exciting, diverse industry than the people I just imagined in my head when I was thinking about that sentence. Nils has just talked a lot about creativity, and rightly so, because I think there's a lot of debate about what is creativity today, where does it live, what was creativity, and there is, you can't get away from it. There is a nostalgic love of the creativity of the times gone by. And as an industry, and it still happens today, and anniversary issues of this, and legacy halls of fame of that, and we all pat ourselves on the back for creating famous, entertaining, creative content for, let's remember, a totally captive audience who were patiently waiting for the second half of Coronation Street, who had no fucking choices, nowhere to go except maybe the kitchen to have a cup of tea, to come back and watch the second half. It's literally like congratulating ourselves for being good on a cruise ship in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean where people couldn't get off. So, yes, it was extremely creative. There were mavericks. There were interesting people doing interesting things, creating art form. Nearly as good as the programmes, we used to say. That wasn't the point. Commercial creativity is the business we're in. Creativity that drives businesses and how businesses work today. And you can't even get... It's not even possible to do that today. The world has changed and the world has moved on, so creativity has to change and has to move on. Also, the programmes that we're sitting in, by the way, were pretty shit. We didn't have a lot of choices. And one of the main things is that only a handful of businesses could actually afford to advertise. So when we think about our economy and we think about what we have, which is a creative economy, and by the way, the creative industries go well beyond advertising, as we know, and just building a business is a creative act, as some of the people on this panel know only too well. They can't even do their business, most small businesses in this country, without advertising. Advertising is the lever that fuels the entrepreneurialism that drives our economy. It enables the growth of small business. The democratisation of advertising hasn't just opened up who can join our industry, which is PS, anyone with a smartphone and a good idea and a bit of tenacity, but it means that anyone with an idea that meets a consumer need, and is there anything more creative than that? An idea that currently isn't being met for a consumer, they can go and reach that consumer now. They can advertise to that consumer. They can market to that consumer. It's broken down the walls, not just of our industry, but advertising is breaking down the walls of industries that desperately need disrupting. It's enabling new ideas. It's enabling fairer prices. It's taking products to people who need products. It's educating. Advertising was a highly creative, closed system, and now it is an open system. And for sure, creativity has to evolve as part of that. But there is no way that this isn't more exciting. There is no way that this isn't more golden, where advertising fuels our economy for each and every person and each and every industry. Advertising was limited. It was about storytelling. It was highly entertaining. But if you tried to suggest it was anything other than that, you would have been shunned. Today, advertising is a superpower. We're creating real value. £35 billion spent in the UK. It's one of our biggest exports, £11 billion worth of services being exported. It makes us a magnet for international talent. And in the UK, we're so lucky. We sit in the middle, at the apex of China and North America and South America, and we can be creative and disruptive on a global scale. So no, the golden age of advertising is not over. I would argue that we're only just beginning to enter it. Is there stuff to work on? For shit sure. Do we have to evolve how we work and what we work if we're going to do what Paul said at the beginning and continue to attract people and avoid the Banksy statements? 100%. But my God, it's exciting. And for the first time, it's truly, truly driving our economy and one of the very few things saving our country right now.
Thank you, Camilla. Well, as you can see from the arguments, this is, as I mentioned right at the beginning, quite a complex topic. And it really depends a lot on how you define the question. We did say we'd have an opportunity for you to ask some questions, so I'm hoping that one or two of you might want to test some of the arguments that you've heard so far by asking some of the panellists questions, anything. Can't see anyone. No one. Ah, yes, here we go. Just hold on a moment, we're going to get a mic to you. Put your hand up, yeah. There's this guy here, this one here. We'll come back to you afterwards. We'll start here. Thanks.
Should we focus on creativity and not working in that land? And when we think that the golden age might have been...
creativity specifically. Do you think, are you referring to kind of the 80s and the 90s when it really was at a peak? Was it earlier in the 2010s? Rather than more, kind of when we were working in Adland, when was the peak of creativity? And is that the golden age that we're talking about being over? Because now we're so focused on the metrics and the digital world.
So, Nils, do you want to answer that?
Yep. I loved this argument because I think the trick of it was that they were talking about advertising, not creativity. And I think we're in a brilliant time for creativity, man. That's the thing I'm sort of selling. And so I would argue what was all the things we eulogized then, if you unpick what we mean, you could storytell, you could get amazing directors, you could find incredible partners, you could go and make a wave out of horses for no reason at all. Ugh. That's really what people are eulogizing and missing. And I think that is this free spirit of creativity. Now, that's appeared absolutely everywhere else. And some of your arguments speak to that. And I think it's brilliant. But I think if you were to use the word advertising, that's incredibly different. And so I would give that a good kicking. And I would do, as you say, look around and go, well, Christ, well, think about brands, think about experiences, think about how music's innovated, how production is innovated, and what that might even mean these days. Companies like Mischief, you know, just deciding to drop art. What's the funding model for that? Who even knows? You know, that's all forms of creativity, I think, that having a different relationship with the world. So I would argue in that golden age now, that's growing in a different way. But I think the golden age of creativity within advertising, less so.
Great, thanks. And we had one over here. Can you put your hand up again? Thanks. We'll come back to you. Sorry, we got one over here, yeah.
Hi, it's Karen Fraser. Which would you rather have, an algorithm or lunch with Jeremy Bulmore?
Well, I'll answer that because I've had lunch with Jeremy Bulmore. And it's literally a one-horse race. I mean, the great man, for those of you who didn't know him, died earlier this year. And he was the kind of godfather of advertising creativity. So I think the human, I mean, this speaks to the human side of advertising and his achievements. For those of you who don't know, he worked at J. Walter Thompson all of his life. He came up with the whole Mr. Kipling cake concept, Kit Kat, have a break, all of those things. I mean, what you might call, if you're thinking about creativity, the golden age, he was very much at the front of that. So to my mind, you know, that's a slightly unfair question because, of course, an algorithm can do things that Jeremy can't do, but it can't have lunch. So I'd go with Jeremy. Anyone else want to comment on that? No. Okay, thanks, Karen. And let's have this guy here because he's been trying hard to ask a question. Thanks.
Hello, thank you for the presentations. I mean, for me, I think it comes down to how do you define advertising?
Yep.
So what's your take on that? And I think that would help me make my decision.
I'll ask Shalina to go first on that one, if you can.
I would define advertising as your toolkit in order to sell more of your product or brand. And that's everything within it. So one of the things that, you know, we had a limited amount of time to talk about that we didn't get a chance to say is actually one of the really great things about the advertising industry is how many more tools we have at our disposal now. So I sit in a team where we talk about behavioral science, where we have sustainability experts, where we have people looking at traditional TV advertising, as well as all the different kind of social and media content channels we have. You know, if you browse your Instagram, you know, I've got my little local shop is advertising to me, to Camilla's point. So there are so many and varied and different exciting things that we can do. And perhaps one of the most exciting things is how young people are taking up the creativity required for advertising, whether that's for the businesses that they set up or even for themselves or for the conversations that they want to advocate.
Great. And one last question before we go to the summaries. No one? Yeah. Thank you.
Hi, Sean Kenmont. A question for you, Paul, actually. The IPA did a survey many years ago which showed that creativity was a real multiplier of value. Well, creativity recognized a can, I think. That dropped off, I think, over the years. What do you think, where does this sit now? What's the role of creativity and value?
Well, I'm not quite sure where you're picking up the idea that it's dropped off. Certainly the last analysis that was done, there was an attempt to match the big winners at Cannes with the performance in the marketplace of those brands, and there was a high correlation. So we would still, the IPA, all of our data bank still points to the fact that highly creative, what we would all generally agree to be highly creative work, tends to be more effective than work that we might look at and think of as less attractive or less impactful. So we are very much of the view, and this is over a long time, this is not to do with the golden age or now, but just continuously, If you have ideas that are unexpected and stand out, and you get all the rest of your marketing right, rather like Shalina was saying, then you can expect your efforts to work in the marketplace to a greater degree. So we would still hold that view. Okay, because we have only about 6 or 7 minutes left, I'm now going to ask if Niels would come up again as the only person. Yeah.
I disagree.
You want to come up?
No.
Okay. Okay, Niels, come up and give us your 2 minute summary of why you should win the argument. And then we're going to have a vote after Camilla has the same opportunity.
I don't care who wins the argument.
We do. We'd like to win.
No, I don't care. I care that this conversation and every word that's been said speaks to everyone in this audience in a way that hopefully the companies they're working in or the work they do can be more thrilling and more important in the world. That's what I care about. And I think that all we have in this industry is how we see the world. There's a lot of talk of technology. But way back when at Hal Henry, who were eulogised as the golden age or whatever, they were radicals, man. But all they had was how they see the world, and that's true now. If you run an agency or a startup, whatever you run, all you have is the lens you bring to your creativity on the world. Why do you get out of bed and do what you do every day? And the more of us that think about that and don't attach it to tools or service, the more of us that think about our place in the world and attach it to making a dent, changing behaviours, improving the world around us, the better this will all be. And we'll be on this stage in 5 years' time talking about the incredible changes and work we've made, and we won't even be having this debate because it'll be clear it's the golden age. That's the truth of it. Thanks.
Well, that's put me in a very difficult position because I was going to, like, really rant at you. And I was kind of excited for, like, getting off the leash and it's just... It's going to be grotesque, so I'm not going to do that. Obviously I'm going to agree with a lot of what you've just said, because this debate is obviously in the context of a week that's about learning. It's a week that's about inspiration. It's a brilliant thing. I think we all agree that the golden age was a pretty fucked up age in a lot of ways. I think that we have to make it true that we're standing on the threshold of the golden age now. I mean, there's so much stuff, and I know our motion has talked a lot about why it is so exciting right now. And it is exciting. It is exciting. And we have got a long way to go, yeah. I mean, personally, I think the golden age is like, we got to go some to get it. But we are in an era where creativity and talent can trump privilege, which was a defining factor for this industry. We are in an era where we're all defined by what we do, like what we're about to do, what we just did, but now, not things that we did ages ago, not promises about what we're going to do in the future. We're in an era of action, and that is exciting, so we can make it count. We're in an age of advertising where there are limitless possibilities. Let's take that broadest definition that we just had of advertising, the very broadest one, and go, applying creativity to all of it is our job, but what a canvas, what a toolkit, because the stuff I talked about powering business and enabling exciting trade, enabling new products and enabling prices to be better and consumers, whoever they are, to have like a fairer, better lifestyle and more choice and the right things thrive. All of that is possible, but we have to care and we have to apply creativity to it, which is our superpower. I think the other thing is we just have to talk about the health of this industry, and we are so lucky now, not just versus advertising in the past, but versus lots of industries in the past. Success looks different now. You can thrive in this industry. It doesn't have to come at the expense of you having an actual life. You can pick a company in this industry where the culture suits you. You can find a company where it suits your values and you can go and work there. You don't have to adapt anymore to an out. So if you don't like where you work and you don't like the values of where you work, this is a golden age. You can move and you can work somewhere that you care about and where you can apply your creativity to build exactly the industry you want. You can try things out, you can move between roles, you can pursue your passions, you can have a side hustle, you can do 2 jobs, 3 jobs, 4 jobs, you can travel, you can work from any country in the world, you can be flexible, everyone is welcome, the many, not the few. And we can basically make this next chapter of advertising, not just the golden age, but whatever we want to make it, but everyone has to really give a shit. So it's not over, it's just beginning, but we need to make it happen.
Okay, this is one last opportunity if anyone wants to question anybody about what they've said. If not, we're going to have the vote. So, oh no, we do have a question up there at the back.
I'd just like to understand how we are defining the golden age.
I think that has emerged as the nub of the question. So I'm going to give Karen an opportunity to answer that.
Yes, so I'm on Neil's side because I agree that the golden age is over. It is. And when you talk about the golden age, I'm talking when people talk about the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, which is a time when everyone said advertising was at its best. And we're just not there anymore. So it's over. So move on. So I know I've been told that I wasn't on a different side. I'm actually in complete agreement. If the motion is the golden age of advertising is over, it is, for all the reasons that we've said. So I look back at it on the past 40 years where we talk about the halcyon days, and I don't think they were that good for the industry or the people, and we just need to move on. So thank you, because I got to say my bit.
You did. And I'm sorry we misunderstood you earlier, but I think you were over-sophisticated for me, certainly. So I'm going to ask now, if you believe the golden age of advertising is over, raise your hand. Oh, this is going to be... And if you believe the opposite, put your hand up now. It's very close. I don't. What do you think?
We won.
What do you think?
I mean, I think it's us. I think we got it. But
I think it's so close. What do you think, Nils?
Is it useful? Yeah.
I think we've just wasted 40 minutes.
I actually think everyone's just violently agreeing. They disagree on the interpretation of the word golden.
I mean, Karen very cleverly turned it on its head. I think we all wanted to know when this golden age was and what was it. There are lots of great things about where we are now. So I think we can walk out of the room with a spring in our step and have some optimism. But I declare the debate a draw. But thank you all for coming.
Thanks for listening. For more content like this, be sure to visit www.advertisingweek.com/podcasts.